everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tap House Talks, brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. When you book with them, it costs you nothing extra on your trip, and you help support the channel and all the content that we produce. So check them out, dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. I am Rhino, and I am here today at Baseline Tap House in Disney's Hollywood Studios with some friends of mine. I have two guests for the very first time. It's Dan. It's Tony. The Pop Husbands.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Doing good.
Very good. Very good. A full disclosure, before we started this, I knocked over half my beer onto the table.
Oh, yeah.
So we're starting off real good today. So anyway, cheers, guys. What are you drinking over there, Dan?
I forgot the name on it.
You had one job. You got the hazy little thing IPA. Oh, and what do you think about it?
It's pretty good.
Okay. You can say you don't like it because I did recommend it to you.
No,
but
I do like it because it's not bitter like the other
one. Yeah. And Tony, what did you get?
Oh, I got a nice little fruity lemonade.
Yes.
Yes.
See, the lemonade does not have the free refills, but the hibiscus soda does. But I remembered that after we went in there because I was like, I accidentally asked for the wrong one time for the refill, and I couldn't understand.
Sure.
And it was a long day, but they were very nice. So thank you guys for being on this with me. Before we get started, I wanted to talk about you. We've been friends for a little while now, and you know that I admire what you do on social media because you take the things you love and you kind of like, you know, you have fun with it and you create community with it and you do this stuff. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do? The Pop Husbands on Instagram.
Yeah. The Pop Husbands.
Well, let me ask you, when did it all start?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
Back in 2018 is when we started dating.
Yeah.
And I was already into Funko Pops at that point. And then, like most people during the pan Demi Lovato, we figured out that we had a lot of time on our hands.
Yeah.
So we had all these figures sitting around us in our room, what we were stuck in, and we said, why don't we just take some photos of them?
Yeah.
And that's literally how the page started. He's the talent that takes the photos.
Yeah.
I'm more of the manager side of it. So
I like you posted a reel once where it was like how you did the photo and you did that thing with like the iPad behind it, which I thought was really cool. Like I just, you guys do it where it's like, it looks so professional and cool that I am so jealous because I love product photography. It's like a weird thing that I love product photography and I love food photography. And those are both so much harder to do than I think people ever give them credit for. But what's really cool is you guys also started doing those live streams that you do, like, you had like a little, like a talk show. I don't mean say little, I say little all the time. And I don't mean it in a demeaning way. But those live streams you were doing on Instagram, which I know you're not doing them anymore, but I will peer pressure you to do them until the end of time. You had like a talk show going for a hot second.
Yeah, we did have a show called Pops and Tea. A hot second, and where we just got to invite a creator, like somebody else who also took pictures, and we got to spotlight their work and see what they were into and what they did and how it was different from what we do. And so it was nice to hear different perspectives and point of views, and that's always been our goal lately, has been to bring people together and spotlight different people. And people have done it for us in the past, so we want to pay it forward now that we're in a spot where we can.
And not necessarily from just the Funko community.
Yeah.
We have you.
Yeah.
You're like theme parks and YouTube.
Yeah.
We have Rafi, which is makeup and stuff. So
Lego creators, things like that.
Yeah, and it's cool, and I like that. I like how you take that sort of a thing, and like, because the thing about like Funko, you know, and like Loungefly, I mean, Loungefly's owned by Funko, right? And they do that thing where they make, you know, it's the same with like Box Lunch, Hot Stop at Curry Universe, all these things that now have really embraced that sort of like living your favorite fandom out loud, you know, and. I know that we all do influencer, whatever you want to call it. I hate the word influencer because it implies this sort of like level of whatever. And I was like, I think everybody who has a phone and a social media account is an influencer because you are literally influencing your friends, family, whoever looks at the photos, like nice outfit, nice thing, whatever. So it's like, I don't, you know, that's a whole nother topic, but like, but it is cool because we knew, you know, we do a lot of that social media work with those companies, and it's, for me, I like it because it's like a prompt about being like, okay, go out there with your favorite thing, you know, like you've got this, we're going to send you this cool Disney sweatshirt, you know, we want you to be like creative with a reel or, you know, Instagram story or something like that. And I feel like they do really cool work of like bringing people together, and that you do that same sort of thing, you know, obviously not in a corporate setting, so there's no motive behind it, but I like it because you also had that section in there where you kind of are like, well, we go to the parks all the time, we're at the theme parks, because you live locally here in Orlando.
Yes, we do.
And you know, no stranger to both Walt Disney World and Universal Studios, so
yep,
got some history there. Yeah. And so I thought we could have a fun conversation just about our Disney favorites today.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Nice.
That sounds great to us.
See, that was a good segue, right?
Yeah.
That was a good segue. You're welcome. I didn't even practice that. I did write it on a little piece of paper. I just wrote a weird thing. But I feel like I want to, you know, okay, so super basic, and it's perfect because I didn't tell you guys till you got here. And Dan, you have your Donald Duck lounge light with you. Because I was going to say, like, what's everybody's favorite, like, what are they called now? The Sensational Six?
Yeah, they better be, because right? My favorite is Daisy.
Oh, God, so, yeah. And look at that. You two are meant to Donald's, be together. Donald and Daisy over here.
He's the Donald to my Daisy, you know? But, yeah.
So are you that sassy, too?
I can be.
You're more sassy than
that. Yeah, you're a little sassy. Yeah.
See, I feel like I've always been partial to Goofy. You know, he's the Reba of the group. He's the single dad working two jobs.
Yeah,
just trying to get my...
Yeah, no, definitely.
Okay, so beyond those people, though, what do you think, like, when somebody says, like, what's your favorite Disney character, what do you, like, what comes to your mind?
Ooh.
It doesn't have to be just one. We can talk about a bunch, because, like, for me, I feel like, you know, like, I love Nick Wilde, and sometimes I feel weird about saying, like, newer characters, because you're like, oh, they haven't been around in our lives that long. I mean, I guess that movie's been out for, like, 4 or 5 years at this point, but I just like his attitude.
No, yeah, that, you know? That makes sense for you.
It's a big and it checks out.
It's like your sarcasm.
With your personality?
Yeah. Yeah, like, it works.
Yeah.
I would say, like, one of my biggest ones is Miguel from Coco.
It's
one of my favorites. I love that movie.
God. Yeah, if you want to be devastated, you know,
I'm
emotional.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
And then Hercules has always been, like, a childhood one for me.
You know, with Hercules, movie. I feel like Hercules specific, or are you just saying
so
in general?
Hercules in general.
Okay.
Before going specific, Meg was always, like, always the best character in that movie.
Yeah. But, also, a grossly underrepresented property within the Walt Disney, not just Walt Disney World, in the Disney theme parks, I feel like.
Why we don't have a stage show with Disney, like, with Hercules music?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
But you said, too, with, like, Meg, like, I feel like I would love, especially in this, you know, Meg is that, like, she's like the Princess Leia of the Star Wars, like, princesses, or not of the Star Wars princesses, of the Disney princesses, where it's like, it's very, like, independent,
yeah,
sarcastic, like, you know, like, that rough personality. But I love, you know, the what's the song she sings, and she's like, no, no.
Oh, yeah, you want...
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow, your favorite.
I'm in love.
So here's a fun fact about me. I've seen Hercules once in my life.
Wow.
And Craig tried to put it on when we were on an Alaska cruise again, and I, like, fell asleep. But I did enjoy what I was watching, and I was like, I got to give this movie a better shot. Because when I was a kid, I wasn't, like, in love with it. I think I was, like, the animation style was hard to lock in. But now I'm older, I'm like, I love the look of, like, baby Pegasus.
Oh,
that's
so
one of my favorites. Like, anytime...
Man.
He's around, like, they had that Bigfoot plush of him that's, like, in the merchant, and I'm always like, but I'll feel like such a fake if I get it.
I have, like, a Loungefly backpack with, like, but it's a backpack, not like the...
Not like this.
Oh, it's the full-size one, which they don't make anymore.
It has baby Pegasus and baby Hercules all over it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's adorable. It's so cute. I do love Maleficent.
Okay, solid.
Like, villains are a big thing for me.
The thing with Maleficent is it's just, I love, it's like an auditory thing, too. Like, I love the, listen well, you know, and, like, every time you hear it, you're like, you know, you get those, like, goosebumps, too, and I'm like, yeah. And I love the coloring of that movie, too. Like, I love the neon green with the black and everything, and that's a good choice.
Yeah, she's about it.
Who else is your favorite?
Yeah. Aside from the villains, I would say Woody from Toy Story.
A Woody guy, huh?
Yeah.
See, I'm a Buzz Lightyear
I'm a Buzz guy.
Yeah. And my friend Amber would fight us to the death on this, and because her whole thing with that is that Buzz is never develops, that he's literally every movie the same thing. Because in the first movie, he has that one arc, but then in the second movie, they're like, oh, we got a new Buzz Lightyear, and he does the same thing. And then the third movie, they're like, well, now we have a Spanish Buzz Lightyear.
True.
And I was like, okay, but your trash sheriff left everybody in the fourth movie because he's you know, won't stand for his morals his whole life, was all Mr. Hypocrite in the end. And so, like, yeah, you can tell how I feel about the fourth Toy Story movie.
I don't remember if I've mentioned it, but that's a hill I will die on. Toy Story 4, not necessary.
I wish it had never happened.
Should have been called Woody's Adventure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Toy Story 4. Like, it should have been a spinoff.
Just separate, yeah. Like, let him go and come back. Yeah, actually, that is a great point.
Should have been a spinoff.
The same way they did the Lightyear movie, which I did actually really enjoy.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really
cool. Like, I think that would have been a great idea. Boom. Okay, Disney, you can hire us. I'm trying to... So obviously we talked about characters. So then, does that equate to those being your favorite Disney movies? Okay, let me do this. This is how I do my category. When somebody says, what's your favorite Disney movie? I always go, okay, there's animated, Pixar, live action, and now you can pick Marvel and Star Wars,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I go by the studio.
Okay.
So I was like... So for me, I think, like, live action, I love Mary Poppins. That was, like, my growing up, like, there's, like, a video of me in, like, a diaper with, like, a 2x4 for some reason, and I'm, like, pretending it's an umbrella, and I would, like, make my brother be Mary or Bert, depending on the scene, and I would, like, reenact the scenes, you know?
Okay.
How my mother... No, she knew. She knew. Sandy knew.
Live action, what's your...
I would say Beauty and the Beast.
The live action one?
Yeah. Or Cruella.
Cruella is... You know what? Cruella is fantastic. So here's the thing about Cruella. I feel like Cruella could have been... I really enjoy it. So my one nitpick is that I think it could have been a phenomenal movie had it not been a Disney movie. Because I think the worst parts of that movie are the Disney parts of that movie, where it's like the dog with an eye patch that can apparently communicate with humans better than most humans can communicate with each other. And I was like, yeah, sure. Also, the sidekick dog helps her, and then later she's like, skin them all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but that movie is... That movie, I loved it.
They rewrote that. You saw that, right? Like, in that movie? Like, she doesn't kill the dogs.
Right. Well, I still like how that movie maintained where she was like... They were like, Dalmatians are terrible. Because they're like... The hardest part to get over that is that, like, they really started a movie with two Dalmatians murdering a mother. Like, and you're like, oh, God. But it is... The performances in that movie are just like... So the two Emmas are just phenomenal. I love that movie. That's
my
a good one.
Because
we're going to go back to the Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, true.
It's good. I mean... I know Emma Watson can sing, but she did a good job as Belle.
Which makes a good Hermione, which makes a good Belle.
Apart from the singing.
I don't even... Okay.
Which was really bad.
You know what? Never mind. Let's hear your live action.
Okay. Going on mine. Mine's Aladdin. I love Aladdin.
The live action one.
The live action Aladdin. I think they did a great job. The songs are good. I even think
you love Pink Ranger?
Oh, yeah. I love Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
I had mixed emotions at first, but then watching the whole movie, I was like, oh... Okay.
I remember, like, sitting in the... Because I saw it in the Dolby Theater at Disney Springs that, like, opening weekend. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, I'm very unexcited for this. Except for, like, this had come out, I think, the year after Power Rangers came out. So I still was like, oh, Naomi Watts, like, Pink Ranger. And I liked that. Yeah. I liked her in that movie. And she was doing well because she was
Naomi
in, like...
Watts.
What?
Not Naomi Watts.
Not Naomi Watts. That's like 21 grams.
Yeah,
that's a Naomi Campbell, right?
No.
That's a
model.
Oh my god.
Naomi Scott.
It's Naomi Scott. Yeah. There we are. We get there eventually. Thank God you got there before the people in the comments
there
did.
But
you know, she had like, she was like Power Ranger, Charlie's Angels, and then, you know, this
Charlie's
thing.
Angels,
and I like her a lot. And I thought her, like, Speechless song was pretty good.
So good.
I remember sitting in that theater and being like, this movie's better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
like,
it was so pretty. It was so pretty to watch. Like, I could have done, honestly, without Will Smith. He wasn't a big draw for me. But I know he was for some people. But
I thought he ended up being a better job, than I had expected. So it was good. But I'm curious to see if they'll ever make a second one. Because remember they said they were going to do that, like, spinoff with, like, Ryan.
I think they stopped.
I think they canceled because of the whole thing.
I don't think he was supposed to be in it. Though I think it was supposed to be about that other prince. I guess you'd have to have a genie if you're doing an Aladdin movie. Yeah, but well, whatever. Anyway, what else did you say besides Aladdin? I was taken back by the. You guys really love the live action era, huh? This like remake of the classics. I'm not judging you. Let the world judge you.
Are you though?
Yeah, you're kind of judging too though. Well, that's okay.
That's up for the internet,
that's
not for me.
Wild
that's their
works
job.
For you.
Yeah.
You can see that in the comments.
Guys, listen, I liked that Lion King live-action movie, and nobody did.
No, did not like it.
I don't like it better than the original, because guess what my favorite animated Disney movie is? The Lion King.
Wow. Mine too.
Yeah, I love it. It's Shakespeare, but with animals. But also, like, I don't know. It was, like, just growing up, it was, like, I love the music. Yeah. I love the look of it. Like, I love the colors of it. I love the score. When I was younger, I really liked, like, Matthew Broderick. I remember, like, getting way too into that 1998 Godzilla movie that nobody liked.
That movie.
Okay, but I was, like,
loved it.
I had, like, the Taco Bell, like, cup thing on the side of my bed and everything. And, like, so I watched every movie that Matthew Broderick was in. And then I was, like, oh, my God, did you know he's also Simba? And then, obviously, it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. So that was a big deal, you know. And, yeah, it's one of those movies where I'm just, like, this movie's, like, perfect, like beginning to end.
Yeah,
I just love it.
It's a great one.
Come on, be prepared. You like villains and like that whole sequence.
It's
be prepared.
So good.
I just can't wait to be king. How
can okay,
like,
wait.
Oh, that song. Yeah.
Did you? Oh, I'm only bringing this up because I just learned this, and it's because I was listening to some like Disney favorites like on a playlist I made on Spotify, and I happened to look at my phone while I was playing, and Be Prepared was playing, and it said Jeremy Irons, and then it also said Jim Cummings.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh,
I think Jeremy Irons couldn't finish it. Or
I never heard it, but once you know it, you can hear it because Jim Cummings does the second verse, the second. It literally is like the next sentence, and it's there's like no pause in between. And I'm just like, this is wild that I had never like. Was this just an insert? Could he not sing? Like, and this is like, you know, this is a 30-year-old movie at this point, so it's just wild that it's happening. But
cool, animated Hercules is always at the top of my list. But Mulan was always up there for
me. Oh, God, I love Mulan,
and Hunchback of Notre Dame, because those were, like, my three movies growing up that I was, like, obsessed with.
Yeah. But I also, again, like, for me, Mulan, I feel like I remember, I didn't see it, like, in the movie theater. I remember, like, the VHS clamshell, and we got that, and watching that at my grandparents' house, and being like, oh my God, this movie, like, I love the music. Again, I, like, love the animation style. I thought, also, that was, like, the height of Eddie Murphy. So you're like, Mushu's hilarious.
Mushu
like,
is funny.
But, like, I find that is also the movie I always come back to, where I'm just like, Dishonor on you, Dishonor on your cow. Like,
so many good quotable
you
know,
you missed, and he was 3 feet in front of you. I love that movie. What did you guys think of the live-action one?
Not a fan.
I feel like
it was pretty.
I wish it had been, if it was going to be different, I wish it had just been completely different. You know what I mean? I feel like Disney's afraid to kind of, and I get it. They're like, you know, because then they're like, well, who's going to watch
it?
The
changes that they made. So they got rid of Mushu.
Yes.
Yeah. But then they had a giant bird in it. So because at first they're like, well, we can't have a big dragon. And I was like, but you had a person who turned into a bird?
Yeah.
Like, I would have accepted the dragon as well.
And then the no Shang, because they like kind of divided his character up into two different characters.
So also, I feel like we should have a conversation about Li Shang, who is our bisexual prince. Because,
icon.
You know, that whole thing where he's like, at the end, we're just like, whew.
I know.
You know, like, you're like, we don't talk about
either
it.
Either way.
Yeah. And then there's also no music in that movie, so.
Yeah, no music in the live action.
And I love, I know it's not really probably aging as well, but the To Be a Man, and I love the Matchmaker song. And,
oh, yeah, they're so good.
I don't know. I just like the music too. That's a good one.
90s Disney was just where it was at.
Yeah, it really was. That was like that little era. But you know what? One I've never seen from that time, and I don't really want to. I'm not interested in it. Tarzan.
Oh, the music though.
I do love the like You'll Be in My Heart and what's the other big one from that one?
Two Worlds. It's like
Two Worlds. Yeah, because I was like, I don't know. I just remember when they were, like, making it, and they're like, yeah, our inspiration is really... Because that was that time in the United States where everything was all extreme. Extreme sports. Extreme skating was a big thing, right?
Oh, when they made that show here?
And Tarzan... Well, everybody says that show was great.
I heard it was great. I don't remember.
I didn't see it. I didn't come to Hollywood Studios when I was a kid. We only went to Epcot or Magic Kingdom because my mom had heard... MGM at that time was terrible, so she never brought us. So I didn't come till I was like 18, and it was only once, and I didn't go back there. And it was, you know, but okay. What's your favorite park?
Ooh.
It can be any park in the world. It doesn't have to be here.
Oh, well, but I mean,
we're here.
Who does it better than Disney?
Have you only been to Walt Disney World?
Yeah.
I don't mean to say that
of
so belittlingly. Oh, you've
Disney?
Only been? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the world parks, yes.
Yeah. Of the world. Of the world. Of planet Earth. Yes. We're talking the universe. Different story.
Sure.
And we have the same Disney favorite park.
Oh, you do?
We do?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
do we do? Should I guess?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sure.
I don't think it's this one. I think it's not Epcot, I don't think. Oh. I think you guys are Magic Kingdom people. Is it Epcot?
No.
Okay. It's Animal Kingdom, isn't it?
It's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Why Animal Kingdom?
It's a pretty park. I think they did a really good job with theming that people don't notice.
Yeah.
Like, I like that it's all very themed together. Safaris is a great addition. Safari.
I'd argue that Animal Kingdom is probably one of the most cohesive parks as a whole. Like, you know, so.
And Everest, I think, was such a good addition to that park, like, when it opened.
That, because I also had not really come to that park until it was my grad night when I was, like, and I think it had... No, I'm not just open, because I graduated high school in 2003, so it would have been open for, like, 5 years. But I remember... I don't remember it before Everest, because when I moved here in 2007, Everest was, like, newer,
yeah,
I feel like, still.
Just so open.
Like,
yeah. That was, like, the first park I've ever been to where it was, like, within a year of it opening, I went to that park. Because, like, I went as a kid.
That's cool.
Like, so that, like, that's why it sticks with me, too.
I don't think,
like,
I've ever done that with a theme park.
So, yeah. I think that's why it's, like, ingrained in me that I like that one.
You know the thing, it's like what you guys said, there's a lot of, like, subtlety there that I really like. I also feel like when a park, I know when you think of, like, food, a lot of people think, like, Epcot, but I feel like Animal Kingdom takes a lot of chances with their food items and, like, offerings and stuff. And there's some solid, like, restaurant and lounges and everything. Like, I mean, I love Nomad Lounge, Tempting Tigress, favorite drink on property. I did a Tusker House dining thing, like, this was, like, pre-pandemic. This was a while ago. But I remember that food in there was amazing.
Yeah, we went there for, like,
And then, obviously, I think Setuli Canteen is also really good. That's what I'm like.
I like the Night Blossom. I mean, it's quick service.
Yeah.
Just going to grab the Night Blossom drink.
That's the thing. They've got really cool, like, interesting quick service options over there. I'll allow it.
Even the one that's connected to, like, Yak and Yeti. That one's pretty good, too. Like, the quick service.
I have not eaten at Yak and Yeti. But I finally did go in and sit at the bar inside of there, and I had ahi tuna nachos.
Oh,
that
sounds good.
Anytime those are on a menu, I get that.
Okay.
So, I feel like for me lately, I've been like I would make an argument to be like, well, Magic Kingdom's the best park, and I would say, and then, you know, an Animal Kingdom's beautiful, and I hated Hollywood Studios. I think because I worked here for so long, and also when I worked here, I was like, this park is trash. I was like, there's nothing to do here, and you're charging people the same amount of money. The thing, but. Here we are now, years later, and I'm like, I spend my time here, and it's not just because of Baseline Tap House. Like, I love Galaxy's Edge. I like Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway. You know, I know a lot of people love, like, Tower of Terror. It's not for me, but, you know, I like the theming of it, and I love the Hollywood feel. I don't know. It's one of those where I was like, is this my favorite park? Epcot is my least favorite park. That's what I'll say.
This is my least favorite park.
This is my least as well.
Happy you could join us here today.
In our defense, I think my biggest thing is, like, the cohesive theming, because that's what we like about Animal Kingdom.
I agree.
So, like, that's what we don't like about this one.
And I would
very
say,
hodgepodge,
I would say that this and Epcot are on that same par of, like, having trouble with their. Because I was reading a thing about Epcot, you know, with the gardens open now or whatever. They were like, none of the names make sense here anymore. Like, World Showcase, they were like, that's it. The other ones are just like World Celebration. What? And they're like, why? Why? And the other one, like, nature. And you're like, and I was like, I thought maybe it was just me.
Nature? No, the center's celebration?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I know one is Discovery, right? Because
which I think is, like, the side that already existed.
Yeah, because it had the aquarium and whatever.
No, I think that's the other side. I think Discovery is, like, Test Track, Mission Space.
You know what else is Guardians. Stupid? Epcot's parking lot is dumb because they literally just renamed all those things. And when you name a parking lot, you should name it, you should have, first of all, you shouldn't have two characters from the same movie in there. Second of all, it should be different color signs, so you can say, what color was the parking lot? What number was your thing? What character? You know, what movie? You shouldn't be like, well, it was Moana. You'd be like, well, that's either side. Well, it was green. Well, that's every parking lot. Oh.
True.
You know, so right. I don't understand that. That's fine. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Also,
Epcot,
even
what are
Wally,
you doing?
When are they going to add a ride for them if they have a parking section?
Yeah. Also, and I love how they're like, oh, yeah, you know, Wally, obviously Epcot. And I was like, obviously? That should be at Magic Kingdom in Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Like, what the... What?
Yeah.
No. Sometimes I'm like, it's fine. Okay, well, so we know the favorite park. Is your favorite ride at that park, too?
Ooh.
Because my favorite ride... Well, I guess my favorite ride is at this park. I have two.
Okay, what's yours? Which you one? Go first.
Well, I love Rise of the Resistance. I think whether you like Star Wars or not, I think it's like a great culmination of like Disney storytelling in terms of like attractions, because it has animatronics, practical effects, digital effects.
It's a good use of the technology that they have.
Yeah. And I think it's like, it is this like all of everything. And so I think that's the new bar to leap past at Disney. So whether you like Star Wars or not, I think like arguably just looking at what that attraction delivers in terms of like storytelling and the adventure and everything, it's there. My other favorite one that I will, that's the Disney Hill I Will Die On, which I think will be, have to be a, another video I make where it's like the Disney Hills we die on, but is that I love Dinosaur. Because I, when I was a kid, and I still am afraid of heights, but I was afraid of heights, so I wouldn't do roller coasters or anything like that. And I feel like there should still be rides that are thrilling and exciting and have that element of danger without being a roller coaster. And I had never done a ride like Dinosaur where it was where it wasn't a motion simulator or something. And I mean, technically, Dinosaur is a motion simulator, but when people say motion simulators, they usually associate screens, but it doesn't need screens because it. But like the Jeep is simulating the motion of a Jeep, and it's not really a Jeep. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I had somebody like mansplain that to me, and now I've mansplained it to all of you. So,
it's a great ride, and it scared me when I was a kid.
Yeah. Sure. It's scary. It still scares me. What if that dinosaur just eats you?
Correct. Okay. Now they've like lightened it up so you can see.
I know, and I never realized that some of the scenes don't connect until like they were lightened up, and I was just like, oh, bare wall.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, one of those rides where you're like, the darker the better.
Correct.
Like, but whatever.
How about you? What's your favorite ride?
It's a tough choice.
Disney ride?
Yeah, we're talking about Disney Park.
I mean, yeah. Well, if we, I mean, we should do a universal version of this show, like, because Spider-Man, like, I'm wearing all this. X-Men is both Disney and Universal, so I'm walking the line today.
So I would say Guardians is my favorite.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think that's like that turn when you go up and you like first like are into the big room. It's just that sensation of like, oh, I
even
feel
song,
like I'm
like
in
the
space.
The song helps because yeah. like that Marvel theme and it's like...
Like rushes. Yeah, you get like so jazzed up.
And then all of a sudden you see the big projection and you're just like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's so good.
Everest is like a close second for me.
I like Everest. That's a solid, I feel like that's a good one. Because Everest is cool because it has that appearance of like... It, you know, like I just said about being afraid of heights, but like you're climbing a mountain, but then also like you're in the mountain.
Yeah.
And like you're in that mountain for a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of elements.
And you don't see a lot of the ride.
Yeah. And that's what's cool is I feel like it's a surprise in that way where you think like if you're watching from the ground, you think it just like goes up and then comes out.
And then come down.
Yeah. And you're like, whatever. And but you're in there and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the age though where like I had a concussion when I was a kid and I swear this is what's wrong with me, but like the backwards part feels like my brain is loose in my head and it makes me, it's starting to make me like sick. If I don't have Dramamine, I can't do it. But I will still say it's a good ride. Solid choice.
Great choice.
Okay. What about restaurants?
Oh, cool.
Doesn't have to be sit down. Can be quick service, snack, food item. Can be whatever. Grab and go window. Like obviously, I love Baseline Tap House. Why else would I start this series? You know.
True. Based on a video I saw on the Diz, you guys were not a fan. However, Liberty Tree Tavern is one of my top.
Okay, my experience wasn't great, but the feeling I have toward that restaurant still exists in my heart. I agree with you.
One of my top restaurants.
It is one. Like, if you were like, "Hey, I made a reservation," I'd be like, "Let's go."
Okay.
And it could be bad every time, and I'd probably still be like, "Let's go."
It's comfort food.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with that.
And honestly, for the amount you pay for what you get,
I feel like it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I haven't been to many restaurants, but that's a good one. And Steakhouse 71, it's also...
Oh, we did like Steakhouse
71. But for like lunch, dinner, breakfast was okay.
Yeah,
breakfast wasn't that great.
I did the lunch, and I did get sick afterwards, though. So I don't know why. Me and another person, so I was like, I don't know what was going on. I'm not blaming them if it was just a coincidence or something. But do you guys have a favorite like Disney snack or like food item? Like I love a Ronto wrap in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, that's fair.
I'd fight you. I'd say it's the best quick service item that you can get on property. But
I like it with a cookies and cream ice cream, like a Mickey.
Where? Oh, like the Mickey ice cream.
Like
sandwich.
A Mickey.
Oh,
like,
the sandwich. Yeah, yeah, and you're right. Sandwich. That is far superior to the bar.
Oh, that's yeah. It.
Anybody that says a Mickey's bar
either that or popcorn, because Disney popcorn hits different.
There's just something about
it's
it.
Different.
Yeah. It's like an itch that you need to scratch sometimes. Yeah. You're like, you know what it's I need? So just like good. The giant box of the popcorn.
I know.
I think my go-to would be like the snack egg rolls at Magic Kingdom.
Ooh, that's a good one. I got to do those again.
I like that they switch them out too every once in a
while. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, right? Because they do like seasonal. Like sometimes it was like, was it like pizza? And then one was like cheeseburger.
Like
yeah. That's why I'm like, I want to try those again. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay.
Same.
Favorite season?
This one.
Awards.
No.
I wrote Christmas or Halloween, but I feel like you could choose neither of those and you could say like Festival of the Arts. Like, do you have a favorite thing that happens here?
Oh,
like a time of year where you're like, I'm really looking forward to that.
I love
Halloween here, but really I like Halloween at Universal Studios. Santa so like Claus I look forward to Santa. Halloween in Orlando, like in Central Florida.
I think a Disney Christmas though is like it's
yeah.
Just the warm feeling.
Have you guys done the Christmas party?
Not yet.
We have.
You've
done it before.
Sometime, yeah,
I've
at
never
some
done
point.
It before.
I don't think I've done it post-pandemic. So.
Yeah, I've never done it at all.
So. I don't know if it's changed.
I think it's better now than it was. Like, I did it once before I started with the Diz, and I remember being like, the Halloween party's way better. But I think where it's at now, I like it. Not more than the Halloween party, maybe, but, like, the weather is definitely on your side for this party versus the Halloween party. But, like, they have like a variety of cookies now, and now they're wrapped, and they didn't used to be wrapped, and so like you can put them in your bag, and like and there's more drink options and stuff. So.
I'm more like emotionally attached to Disney at Christmas because that's when we would travel down. Like I grew up in New Jersey, mm-hmm. so like we would come down when it was cooler, and like when it was easier to take me out of school, like which was like the beginning of December. So like we would always do the Christmas party, and it was just
so much
fun.
I never had come for the holidays. We always came because in Massachusetts we had like a weird 1 week off in February.
Oh.
Yeah. Nobody else had it, so that's why my mom was like, that's when we're going.
There you go.
So February, maybe April, like maybe for like an Easter break or something like that, but it was usually that like February area. And I'd never seen any of the seasons or festivals or anything because literally it would come right when nothing was happening.
Oh.
So like it wasn't until I moved here. And so like I think for you having that soft spot for Halloween for Christmas, I think I have that for Halloween because I moved here in like September. So it was
sense.
A very like that was kind of the first time where I was like, oh, these Mickey pumpkins are cool.
Yeah,
like, you know, and I will say though, the Christmas the Walt Disney, like, I feel like that is the mark of me being like, it's time to get in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially now that it's really expanded a lot more to the other parks because at like your favorite park, they have the menagerie with the animal puppets and everything and you know, every park has like the great Christmas tree and stuff like that. So
the
it's
different
like
different Santas around the world. So that's like a fun little.
Yes, and I did. Yeah. I went around Epcot because I was trying to film them the other day, and the only one that was telling a story was Japan. And their big thing in Japan is New Year's, and I was born January 1st. So I had never heard this story before, and I'm like sitting there, and I was like, this is so cool. So they talk about having these like Daruma dolls. They're like Daruma. They're like these little dolls. That like they're like a face essentially, just like a head, and their eyes are just white. And they, what you do is on New Year's Eve you like color in one of the pupils,
okay.
And then you make a wish when you do that, or wish. And when that comes true during the year, you color in the other eye. So I obviously this day did this, and I went in the gift shop, and I'm like, they've got to sell these in here, right? So I bought a whole bunch for a bunch of people for like New Year's because I was like, oh, this is so fun. But
that's
it's really
true.
Cool. Yeah. I do love that. Yeah,
so that's cool that you get to learn stuff.
Yeah,
it's like the grapes with you.
True. It's like a New Year's tradition.
I didn't know about the grapes until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we do that.
I've learned about, I know you don't drink, but I've learned about where if you do it the night before, you put the grapes in like freeze or like soak them in champagne, they like.
Oh,
so then you get little boozy grapes.
Well,
so if you just for this year, yeah. Okay, so before we wrap up, I just want to know, we talked about a lot of our Disney favorites. Is there something out there that you are like, I've always wanted to do? Like, what's on your bucket list of like Disney things? It can be Walt Disney World. It can be going around the park, whatever. Like for me, a big one that I got to do this year was, I always had it in my head where I was like, someday, and it's not even that elegant, I'm going to eat in Cinderella Castle.
Okay.
Like, I wanted to be inside of the castle.
Yeah,
like, and I was like, I did it this year, and it was cool. And I was like, and I want to do it again. I want to do it at night, because we did it, like, for a lunch. But I'm always like, there's that thing. That was like my thing for forever. So now I'm like, I need a thing. Like,
yeah. I think my biggest one is just go to Disneyland. I'm big
love
with the Disney history, and I've never been. So like,
oh my God, you'll
to
love
be
it.
Like where Walt was, like yeah. his original thought, like that would be so cool. But.
You'll feel it there. Also, you'll like it there because inside of the castle, they tell the story of Sleeping Beauty. So there's like all Maleficent is much better represented in Disneyland than she is
we
here.
We have to go.
Yeah,
because it's Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Yeah. I will say a few things. We want to go to every single world. Disney parks in the world.
Yeah, I think that's
like a bucket list
for sure.
But I do want to go on a Disney cruise.
Okay. Yes.
That's one of my big things.
Yeah. They're cool. Have you done a cruise at all?
Ever.
No. Okay. No. I was like, it's really interesting. Like, I'm in of two minds on like cruises. I've been very fortunate. The Alaska cruise I did was incredible. Like, incredible, incredible. Like, that's one of those, like, change your life kind of ones.
Yeah.
Like, the Caribbean one is great, but I feel like because we live in Orlando, you're always like, oh, great, more warm weather.
Yeah, cool.
More beaches. Sure. Yeah. And you're like, enough. Like, you know? And the Alaska one is like, wow, I'm in the, like, Northwest. Different, like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, like, being on a Disney ship, though, while you're doing it is really cool because you still get all the shows and all this stuff. And I think you'd really like... I think you'd like a Disney cruise, fun. Yeah.
We have a friend that's in a Disney cruise right now. She keeps posting stuff, and I'm like, I wish I would.
I know. I didn't think... I'm one of those people where it's just like... I love the idea of a cruise because I... Like, a couple years ago for work, they invited us to do, like, one in Italy. Not Disney, but it was a different company. But what's really cool is you're like, well, I'm in my hotel. My hotel's moving with me. That's so you're like, cool. Every day we were in a new city in Italy. Yeah. And
cool.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was like, really cool. And so it wasn't a lot of time at sea, and I love that. But it was also, like, I've done a couple of Disney cruises, and, like, there's something really special because it is, like, it's very... And I know that Disney, like, prides themselves on it. It's, like, the creme de la creme of Disney, yeah. like, experience. So you're, like, you're getting that, like... I mean, hello, you can order, like, room service any time of day. It's, like...
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that Disney Island is really cool, Kasuiki. And I want to go to the new one, too, the Lighthouse Point. I think that's, like, next year, the year after. I don't know.
What's on your bucket list for 20... Or your goals
you know, what's the new one? You know, I don't know. I mean, I'll be in Disneyland. So I love Disneyland. I already realized, like... It came up really quick. I'll be there like 5 times next year because I'm doing a half marathon. I want to go to the Pride night, and there's
nice.
2 Pride nights they just announced. So I was like, well, I'm going to go to both. So I'm going in June. I'm going for D23 in August. And then I have a Power Rangers convention 2 weeks later, and I'm going to that. So I was like, well, I'll sneak over to Disney one more time.
While you're there.
So I was like, okay. And then, because that first day of the Power Rangers convention is also their first day of the Halloween celebration.
Oh,
so I was like,
awesome.
I'm going to do Oogie Boogie Bash, I think. And then So I'm like, okay, 4 trips to Disneyland. I'm a spoiled brat. I mean, I pay for it out of my pocket,
yeah.
So it's not like I'm like, you know, that's what I choose. But I'd like to do an international park. Like, I want to do... I want to do. Oh, thank you. My cards are flying away.
Okay.
I want to do, I think, like, Tokyo Disney would be, like, a bucket list. I also really want to go to Aulani, because I've never been to Hawaii.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah. But, like, in Walt Disney, if there was something in, like, Walt Disney World... I mean, that new Disney ship that's going to come online next year looks really cool. The Adventure...
Treasure,
yes, yeah. And I think that one looks cool. I want to do that.
You know what I want to do? The Disney Channel event.
Oh, the Disney Channel night? Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, so they're after... I did a Star Wars After Hours event at Disneyland that I didn't like. And so I was like, oh, but then that Pride one came out, and that one was incredible. And I've heard, like, the Sweethearts night that they do out there is great.
Yeah,
so I bet that Disney Channel, that they're going to, like, go all out for that.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, you could be in, like, a High School Musical cast.
Like,
oh,
Hannah Montana.
Or, like, The Descendants or whatever. I mean, I've watched some Disney Channel movies, so whatever.
I'm High School Musical, Hannah Montana.
I'm Lizzie McGuire. Yeah.
I was listening to Miley as I was coming in. I used to be young because I like to make myself real emotional before I get out of my car. So... Well, thanks, guys, for having this conversation.
Of course. Thanks for having
us. And then, again, just so we remember here at the end, where can we find you on the internet?
At The Pop Husbands on Instagram,
TikTok, Twitter.
And someday on YouTube, we'll get that talk show going on the Ampliverse.
That's true.
Yeah.
You have a few videos there already.
Yeah, you do, and I like them quite a bit. So I'm determined... Mark this video. I'm determined that someday we're going to make a game show together.
I love that idea.
We plotted it out here at Bayside Tap House one time.
Yes.
And I'm still determined to make that happen. So Well, thanks, guys. Thank you, everybody out there, for watching. If you are watching or listening, excuse me, listening and watching. If you are watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, and of course, leave comments, questions, concerns. If you're listening to this, please rate and review podcasts, this podcast, wherever you find it. I don't even know where this podcast gets published. I don't do that. Craig does that. So if you're listening to it, thanks. Like,
well, thank you for Craig.
No, I do appreciate it. Yes, Craig. Very thankful for Craig during this time. But yes, thank you guys for doing this, and I'll see you next time with another Tap House Talks. Bye.